Final lesson. Coached drill. Here now, you must look at your manual, and you'll see there some lines from Dante's Inferno. Now, I'm going to go through this first, word by word. And I'm really going to stress both the resonance and the change in pronunciation. Now, with these individual words, you'll probably hear much more of the a, or the additional aspirated sound, than you will in the connected speech. You realize that's because I'm stopping at the end of every word. You follow along with me. Perhaps you speak each word after me. Midway. Upon. The journey of our life. I found myself in a dark wood where the right way was lost. Ah, how hard a thing it is to tell what this wild and rough and difficult wood was, which in thought renews my fear. So bitter is it that death is little more. But in order to treat of the good that I found in it, I will tell of the other things that I saw there. Now I'm going to go back and put this in just normal connected speeches if I'm reading this to you or telling it to you. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself in a dark wood where the right way was lost. Ah, how hard the thing it is to tell what this wild and rough and difficult wood was, which in thought renews my fear. So bitter is it that death is little more. But in order to treat of the good that I found in it, I will tell of the other things that I saw there. Now, you realize there that I was not doing an enormous amount of the extra puffs of air or all these thickening accent devices. Not sickening, thickening of the accent devices that I was doing. But what I'm going to do now is do a continuation of that passage. And I do it first the same way, word by word. Then I read it in several different ways, and we go into several different attempts to intensify and even to the point of getting perhaps a bit stereotypic in part of it. First again, though, one word at a time. I cannot well report how I entered it. So full was I of slumber at that moment when I abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the foot of a hill where that valley ended, which had pierced my heart with fear, I looked upward and saw its shoulders clothed already with the rays of the planet which leads man aright along every path. Now, this time I go back and do it in normal connected speech, again, not thickening. I cannot well report how I entered it. So full was I of slumber at the moment when I abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the foot of a hill, where that valley ended which had pierced my heart with fear. I looked upward and saw its shoulders clothed already with the rays of the planet which leads man aright along every path. All right, we go back again, and this time we emphasize the use of the rhythm and the pitch changes of the characteristic pattern of rising action, climax, and falling action. I cannot well report how I entered it. So full was I of slumber at the moment when I abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the foot of the hill where that valley ended, and had pierced my heart with fear, I looked upward and saw its shoulders clothed already with the rays of the planet, which leads man right along every path. Again, I'm being very arbitrary there, exactly where the stress goes. Now we're going to go back once more, and this time use a little bit more of that added aspiration and rhythm going in. I cannot well report how I entered it. So full was I of a slumber at the moment when I abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the foot of the hill where that valley ended, which had pierced my heart with fear, I look upward and saw its shoulders clothed already with the fear of the planet which leads men right along every path. Okay, you can hear there, just using the aspiration, growing out of the stress, not this and that, but just going the right way I was talking about before of putting in those extra sounds. Once more, through. Almost a total stereotype now. I'm going to make a final syllables disappear. I'm going to do the aspiration. I'm going to do all these things, overdone perhaps. I cannot well report how I entered it, so full was I of slumber at the moment, when I abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the foot of the hill, where that valley had ended, which had pierced my heart with fear, I look upward and saw his shoulders clothed already with the rays of the sun of the planet, which leads men right along every path. In addition to the fact that I mess up there some of the words in this passage, that's fine. But you can see that this is totally too much of a stereotype sound. You never really want to do this from the stage because in addition to everything else, and it's not being intelligible, you really don't find very many real Italian people who talk like that. So, with that warning, I bid you farewell. This is the end of the instructional tape. And I tell you to go out and have at it with your Italian accent.